What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we have a caller on the line. Let's go to Larry in Austin. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Hello? Are you there? I think we lost Larry. Okay. Well, try again. We've been talking about this Norwegian warship that got damaged during the NATO drills. And apparently they have been fighting a losing battle, trying to keep it afloat. Apparently it's not in a situation where they could, like, tow it to a dry dock. And at this point, it's almost completely underwater at this point. In fact, it may actually be resting on the bottom. And I mention this again because I do think that modern warships built by nations like the United States are overly reliant on their active defensive systems and are therefore actually quite vulnerable. And I think this accident kind of proves it here. Over in Great Britain, their Ministry of Defense is actively trying to create fully autonomous killer drones. And they're going to be artificially intelligent. They're going to be able to learn. Now, that's a real problem. What happens if they learn to kill the wrong kind of people out there? But they're moving forward with this program, they're calling it Drone Wars UK, to develop these autonomous military drones. Boy, James Cameron had it right there when he was out there with the Terminator movies here. John Bolton is out there saying once again that the U.S. is going to squeeze Iran with sanctions until the pips squeak. I'm not exactly sure what that last part means. But it's, it's the U.S. throwing its weight around and basically making war on nations solely because those nations will not do what the U.S. tells it to do. That's it. None of these nations that the United States has been making war on for the last 17 years have attacked us. So they're out there still talking about it. Now, one of our callers early today made a reference to this. And because of the worsening trade war with China, a lot of our agricultural produce doesn't have a market anymore. And farmers who are trying to wait out the trade war in the hope that it will be resolved quickly, they're literally stashing soybeans in tool sheds and down in caves, which actually do make good storage areas. And I imagine that there's probably a rush to build some silos. But apparently soybean purchases to China fell 94% between the beginning of September and mid-October. And it's putting pressure on all these Trump-supporting farmers. Anyway, over in Russia, Russian oil exporters are now pressuring Western commodity traders to pay for Russian crude oil in euros. And they're doing it basically as Washington, D.C. is preparing more sanctions against Russia under the claim that Russia stole Crimea. So what's going to happen with all of this de-dollarization? I mean, the global economy is reshaping itself to get along without the U.S. dollar here. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just turned you on, so I'm not sure. I see you talking about that autonomous drone. That's really bad news. But I just want to bring up something that I just heard about the election there in Florida.
Yeah.
This woman, this disgusting criminal, incompetent witch, just said that she's just said that they're going to keep counting until the 20th of November, even though we were told to stop counting, I believe, today.
No, they got a judge to extend the deadline.
They accepted her deadline?
The Palm Beach deadline. You're talking about Brenda Snipes and Broward.
Right.
Okay, well, yeah, she was under a court order where the counting has to be done today.
Okay, evidently she's disobeying that court order and said they're going to continue counting until the 20th of November.
Well, slap the handcuffs on her then. She's in contempt of court.
That's what I was going to say. In a lot of ways, the Republicans are as much to blame for this as Democrats, including the clown who's actually running for the Senate, who is still the governor of Florida, Rick Scott. Rick Scott could go in there right now, should, and order the Florida Department of Law Enforcement or the Florida State Police, what's necessary to Florida National Guard, seize the entire complex, march Miss Sykes out in handcuffs, and then conduct a fair count the Cowards County go. But he's not doing it. I understand the sheriff, of course, one of the most crooked and evil sheriffs, evil men in the United States, Israel, because I believe very, even stronger now than before, that Israel purposely ordered his men to step to stand down while contractors in full military garb were shooting students down in the halls at the orders of the FBI. Okay. Anyway, he's actually blocking the door to the press and other people. That's why I say it's up to Scott now to send the state police in there, or if necessary, the National Guard. If this clown really gets out of line, Israel, now I don't think he would. I think he's a punk. I think the minute he saw other armed force coming in, he would get his men out of the way. But who knows? But that's what Scott should do, but he's not doing it. And it's a shame. They already stole Arizona. I'm sure of that. I understand they stole a bunch of House races, too. All right? I don't trust anything that went on in this election. And what you're doing, we talk about, you know, Russia this and Russia that and what a threat they are to us. Well, the real threat is domestic. This undermines everything this country stands for, and that's our vote, the right to vote. If people don't think they have a right to vote anymore, if their vote means absolutely nothing, the next step is a bullet. That's what they say. If you can't do it by a ballot, not by a bullet. That becomes the next step if they keep this up. Or if we don't remedy this. This is not the way to run a country. I heard you thing about the anonymous phone. That's bad enough, too. I mean, if we start having stuff like things like this, these things can just get out of control and decide, you know what, the heck with the human beings, and start attacking whoever is in their way, or even not in their way. But before that even happens, like I said, we are destroying ourselves. This is crazy. We're letting one woman who looks to me like she's maybe about a 70 IQ, if that. And I don't care if they call it doctor or whatever else. You can get a PhD today probably on a piece of toilet paper. Probably about worth that much, her PhD. This woman is standing in the way of this country. She is undermining one woman. One nasty, little, ugly-looking little woman is now holding the entire country at bay. Because if Republicans lose this election, what's going to happen is it's going to go down only to two votes again. I'm hoping Trump can get Whitaker to do the job, and Whitaker could would really start going after Mueller and start investigating Mueller and his band of thieves, including all these deep staters and all that. But they're going to do everything they can to stop Whitaker. I understand they got some kind of a lawsuit now going to start from Maryland, trying to stop him from even taking office. And the law and the less people he has to support him in the Senate, the worse it's going to be. including with judicial appointments and everything else.
Yes.
So this is how important the election is. And we're going to get one little ugly-looking, disgusting-looking, rat-looking woman
Let's not get personal. Let's not get personal, right. But I'm in agreement with you. Yeah, we're seeing the election system corrupted. It does have significant ramifications for the makeup of the Senate, and that's important not only for keeping Whitaker where he is, but again, we're hearing that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to retire next January. There's going to be another confirmation process going through the Senate. We're going to have to go through that circus all over again.
Yeah, well, we'd probably still have to go through a circus, but it wouldn't be quite as bad. We wouldn't have to, you know, beg for somebody like Maine. What's that Maine senator's name? Wouldn't have to beg for her to go along
yeah.
with it. We have a little bit more of a cushion. We should have even more of a cushion, but McSally got robbed of that Senate seat there in Arizona. There's no way I believe Arizona.
Yeah, like they're trying to rob Scott. They want to chip away at that that Senate majority. And the longer they go on, the more they're able to come up with bogus ballots. Frankly, getting on back to what happened in Atlanta, if you've got a bunch of absentee ballots where the birth dates are incorrect, that right there tells me these things are being manufactured in a back room someplace. People know their birthday. You know, if you're buying alcohol or tobacco, you're constantly being asked, what's your birthday? So,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm saying, I was just listening to this guy the other day, and he was saying that this guy's from Vegas. I forget. He's some kind of I think he's libertarian, but Wayne Allen Root, that's his name, Wayne Allen Root. And he was saying, and I agree, what we need first a uniform way of doing federal elections, especially federal elections for the president, senator, Congress, you know? We also need a national ID card, not a national ID card you got to carry all the time, but in order to vote or to register to vote, everybody should have, and this could be, should be federally issued ID card. And I agree. I'm against stuff like this normally, but it absolutely seems to be necessary. That is issued to every American citizen who is registered to vote. And when you do register, or if you register to vote, you get that ID card. And that makes it clear that you're a citizen and you're eligible to vote.
I don't think we need another card. I mean, you know, the government is pushing this real ID concept for a uniform driver's license across the country, and they've already got it past the state courts. All we need to do is mandate that the real ID card also have your citizenship status on it, and that's all it would take to be able to vote.
Yeah, but I hate the idea of even having to carry all the time. I think it would just be when you go to vote or you go to register to vote.
Well, you carry your driver's license all the time, don't you?
Yeah, but that's true. I do.
Well, real ID is basically an updated driver's license. You're going to have to carry it anyway to operate a motor vehicle. And all I'm saying is, add a little flag on there to indicate if the person whose face is on that real ID card is in fact a legal American citizen or legal resident. And that right there is what you need. And we've got to stop places like California from simply handing out, voter registration to anybody who comes into the DMV, because that opens the door to massive amounts of fraud.
The problem, though, with that ID card, with the driver's license, is you got people that don't have driver's license. And then they'll say, oh, it discriminates against people that don't have driver's license. But if everybody gets issued a voter ID card to vote, every citizen...
It's too many cards. And if you don't drive a car, you get a state-issued ID card, okay, that you can use to buy alcohol and tobacco and all the rest of that. It's not that big a deal. It's basically simplification rather than adding another card that somebody can like lose in their home, or they're going to have to keep track of it. I think you're going in the wrong direction with this. I really do.
All right, maybe you got a point. You think that new federal license would be okay? Is there any other special requirements they want? You have to go to the federal government now to take the driver's test or something like that, or is it just that it'll be issued.
It's issued by the state, but you do have to show a lot of proof of who you are to get the ID. And the next time Claire and I go for our driver's licenses, we got in just under the wire last time where we could renew the driver's license without a bunch of documents. But next time we go, we're going to have our birth certificates. We're going to have our Social Security cards. We're going to have our passports. And they're going to make sure we are who we say we are. And failing that, we'll fly down to Mexico, walk across the border, and become instant U.S. citizens that way.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's the way things are looking today. And you'd have to write
the vote. I mean, legal American citizens are having to jump through hoops, and the illegals are being treated like, you know, they're royalty, all because they vote Democratic.
You know what it is, Mike? We're being destroyed from within. We're being betrayed.
Yes.
These are they're in charge of this country. And also, we've got very weak leaders, the people he made, including Trump himself, that don't know how to take these people on and do what he should be doing. Trump should actually could and should take care of control of this thing in Florida, too, being that, you know, it is a federal election. And but he's not. He's backing down every time. Every time somebody gets a little tough, I'm worried he's going to back down now with Whitaker. Okay, he needs to let Whitaker go and go after the deep state. Finally, I think he's the man to do it, or at least wants to do it. And he cannot be intimidated by people like Chuck Schiester there in the Senate. I heard Schiester and some other Democrats talking. He's got to be a bulldog. He's got to turn himself into a pit bull. I know about pit bulls. I got two of them. They're determined,
yep,
wonderful dogs, completely loyal, but don't get them started. You know? And that's what he's got to do. He's got to, you know, he's got to turn himself into a pit bull finally, and then let his other pit bull, Whitaker, make sure he can, you know, that he got all the support he needs. Don't go and pull the rug out from under him like he did to General Flynn, who also knew a lot of stuff and knew about Al Qaeda, about ISIS, who really got them started. And right away they went after him, and Trump pulled the rug out from them, threw him under the bus, whatever you want to say. He's got to start sticking by these people, the right people. He's got to get rid of the wrong people. He's got to dump somebody like a Bolton and Pompeo and get people who are really interested. Matter of fact, it's enough. But that thing with that little what's his name there? Frenchman there?
Macron.
He should have told him. Yeah. Macron, yeah. He should have told Macron. He should have said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to. I don't have nothing to do with you. He should have winked at Putin and gone into a back room with Putin somewhere and says, you know what? Let's hold a press conference and let's say, you know what? We're not allying ourselves with the European Union anymore, with NATO. The United States and Russia is now forming a partnership and an alliance. Because we're both against this global...
Yeah, well, that one, Congress would move to impeach or remove Trump under the 25th Amendment if he did that.
They could do, that's when you go to the American people. That's when you should go to the American people and say why he did it. Because Russia is not a globalist country. They're interested in nationalism, too. Real nationalism, not the kind of nationalism they're lying about. They're not Nazis.
Yep.
The Nazis are the ones supported there in the Ukraine. You know, those are the Nazis. Right, and that's if he explained it properly, he could do it. But he's not capable of explaining this. It seems like he's either weak, not smart enough, maybe naive. I don't know. But it's really getting frustrating, Mike, because I love this country and I'm seeing it being taken down by a bunch of basically termites.
I got to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break. I need to go check on Claire, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Well, how's
Extendivite made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the green products you have, I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And, getting into the economic news here. Well, there's actually very little today. Again, not a good day on the stock market. And I can imagine at some point people are going to start panicking. But there's nothing to support the economy. It's all done by rigging and manipulation. Our manufacturing is down, especially with the tariffs. I mean, I got an email from up in Seattle where Starbucks corporate offices are letting people go. And that's not a healthy sign. Over in New York, you know, we're starting to see more and more of these jurisdictions that are trying to incentivize companies to come open up offices there and create jobs. But after a while, you begin to realize it's not such a really good deal because New York State is kicking in more than $1.5 billion with a B dollars in taxpayer funded incentives for getting half of Amazon's second headquarters located in a section of Queens. Now, this will create an estimated 25,000 jobs, but it works on out basically to New York taxpayers paying $48,000 for each job being created. And you would think that Amazon, as successful as they are, wouldn't need these incentives. I have no idea what that is. Okay, so apparently SecDef Mattis is getting ready to travel down to our border with Mexico to inspect the troops and the preparations. That migrant caravan is getting closer to the border. Right now, the U.S. troops stationed at the border are living in field conditions. They're in tents. Apparently, they do not have electricity, which strikes me as, get a generator truck down there. Let them have some creature comforts. They're doing a very dirty and ugly job here. Interestingly enough, apparently there is a subgroup in these migrants, the migrant horde, of LGBT people who got kind of tired of the verbal insults, not to mention the poor living conditions. They split off from the main caravan and have managed to reach the city of Tijuana, Mexico, on the border with California. And this group consists of 76 people, who I'm sure will be welcomed into California with open arms. After all, they're minority, they're migrants, they're LGBT. They've just hit all the check marks on everything going. All right, little story here. A guy named Luis Rodrigo Perez, an illegal alien, was arrested in Middlesex County, New Jersey in December of 2017. Almost a year ago, on charges of domestic assault and battery. He was summarily released by authorities under a sanctuary policy by local authorities, despite the fact that Immigration and Customs Enforcement requested a detainer on him. From there, Perez managed to make his way to Missouri, where he then proceeded to murder three people over a two-day time span. This is the cost of your sanctuary policy. Innocent people are being killed. And had ICE's detainer request been honored by the Middlesex County Jail, Perez would have been placed in deportation proceedings and sent home to his country. And these three other people would be alive today. So it's an ugly situation. Now, incredibly, officials in Middlesex County are actually saying it was all the fault of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It was all their fault, and they're not responsible for the Missouri deaths. Well, they ignored the detainer here. Okay, now, you've probably seen on TV commercials for the Dyson vacuum cleaners, which are very good. And apparently, Dyson has been in a prolonged regulatory battle with the EU. And it was a five-year legal battle. And basically, trying to get the regulation overturned that vacuum cleaners should be tested without dust. Just, you know, run them, measure the power without dust. That's not real world. The whole point of a vacuum cleaner is that there's dust in there, there's debris, and it does affect the airflow, except in the Dyson design. So we've got to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back with the rest of the story about Dyson.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. No, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the Dyson vacuum cleaners, and apparently the European Union had this regulation that vacuums had to be tested for their power empty. And because of this regulation where the vacuum cleaners were being tested without any dust in them, it enabled Dyson's German competitors to market their vacuum cleaners claiming they had superior energy. Despite the fact that because of the way the German vacuums were designed, the instant they got any dust in their dust bags, their performance dropped significantly. Now, you know, the whole point of the Dyson system is the way it spins that dust around the outside of this container. And so the airflow remains unimpeded. It's a brilliant notion, and Dyson is justifiably proud of it all. But after 5 years in the court system, the EU finally agreed that it would be much more realistic for vacuum cleaners to be tested with dust in the bins, because that's the way they actually operate in the home. So good for James Dyson. Okay. Political correctness has reared its ugly head again. And this is a story that came out of cuzblue.com, where apparently Victoria's Secret has come under attack for having very slender, good-looking, sexy women model their lingerie during the fashion shows. Ooh, bad Victoria's Secret, bad Victoria's Secret. And Victoria's Secret is being lobbied to have plus size, which is a polite way of saying overweight, or gender non-conforming, meaning trannies, as runway models. Well, this gets back to that idea of liberals believing that they can just imagine themselves to be something that they are not, and everybody else should be coerced into going along with it. And it's not real world. Okay, now Victoria's Secret didn't arbitrarily come up with the look of the Victoria's Secret's model. It is something that evolved as our consumer culture evolves. Okay, I'm going to say something here that I'm probably going to get a lot of nasty mail about. There are people in this world who are very pleasant to look at, and there are other people who are not pleasant to look at. That's just the way it is. And especially when you're dealing with a company like Victoria's Secret, they are appealing to a certain clientele who want to have that image about themselves. And I think forcing Victoria's Secret to have overweight or transgender runway models is going to work out about as well as when they made the Miss America pageant drop the swimsuit competition in favor of interviews on what these ladies thought about various topics, which cratered the ratings. Now, I'm sorry, liberals, but life is not fair. There are people who are born more attractive than you are, or they work at it. You know, they diet, they exercise, they take care of themselves, and they work at being beautiful because that's what they want to do. There are people who have been born more intelligent than you. Deal with that. There are people who, when they went to school, took courses other than art history, and as a result, are better educated and have more skills than you. And standing around with a group of fellow liberals and saying, I imagine myself as being beautiful, rich, educated, and intelligent, it's fairy tale time. It's really fairy tale time. We've had another one of these horrible incidents. This is over at the University of Chicago. And apparently just 4 days before graduate. Well, actually, no, we're going to take a phone call first. Art from Off the Grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just real quick, let's throw this one out. Everybody wants to get twisted. All these people want to get twisted because Victoria's Secret, you know, I'll admit, man, I love watching those girls. I'm not going to deny it, but let's take this to something a little bit more realistic, shall we? How about we start, everybody, let's start protesting Hooters and start demanding short, fat, ugly women covered with acne and battle scars.
Well, would not be a really good idea. I mean, I personally haven't been to a Hooters in a very, very long time because, frankly, the food wasn't that good. And if you take away the girls, then that's another iconic institution that's going to go out of business.
But you see my point.
Yeah, I see your point exactly. But even so, Hooters has been subject to a little political correctness because if you go back and you look at the history of Hooters, when they first started out, they catered to an adult crowd. And those waitresses were wearing very thin T-shirts and the hot pants, and that was it. And then as the feminist movement ramped up and said, how dare you, the T-shirts got thicker. They started wearing flesh-colored hose, and so they weren't nearly as they weren't showing nearly as much skin as they did when Hooters was made famous. And we have one down here at the Aloha Tower. I think it's still there. I haven't been down to the tower in a very, very long time. But when I worked across the street at the where we were making Final Fantasy, we used to go over to the Aloha Tower off, for lunch all the time. And that was one of the places we could go to.
Well, I don't know about down there in Hawaii, but I'm here to tell you, you go to the Hooters over here in Augusta, those girls there are leaving absolutely nothing to the imagination, okay? I mean, they are like right down to barely legal, all right? But anyway, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Well, maybe it's something locally here in Hawaii, or maybe it was a policy of the Aloha Tower, which sees itself as family-friendly. Because it's also the cruise ship terminal. You know, we have a couple of cruise ships that do weekly cruises around the islands, and when they pull into Honolulu, they're pulling in right next to the Aloha Tower. Okay, so let's get back to the story. University of Chicago, 4 days before graduation, this university kicked this student out because his ex-girlfriend made a very dubious sexual violence claim. And as it came on out, there's a lawsuit that's involved. It turned out it was a case of malice on the part of the former girlfriend, because they'd had a relationship that was perfectly consensual, and then they had broken up, but they were still continuing occasionally to have consensual sex. It was a friends with benefits kind of arrangement here. But then when her friends found out she was still having sex with this guy, she didn't want to admit it. It made her look bad. So she said, oh, no, he came over and forced me. And this guy got kicked out of college 4 days before his graduation. Now he's suing, and probably he'll get his degree. But of course, that process of going through the ceremony, that's forever gone. They're not going to recreate that for him. All right, we have another caller on the line, Mark in Montana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael. I kind of wanted to talk about the fires. You know, being from Montana, I live in a state where half the property is owned, and I put that in quote marks, by the federal government. We have to deal with
yes.
Bureau of Land Management, the Forest yeah. Service, which means that we have to deal with policies based on environmental extremists that file lawsuits from out of state. And as you know, every year Yellowstone burns down. Last year, I believe we had over 1.2 million acres that burned. And here's the problem. The state really wants to issue lumber permits to go in after the fact, after these fires, and let those guys go in and cut that wood out, use it for firewood, whatever we want to use it for, and the feds just won't let it happen. And it gets worse and worse every year. I'm with the stupid lawsuits. And I think California's problem is the Endangered Species Act, because they have something out there called the kangaroo rat, if I remember, or kangaroo mouse or something like that. It pops on its back
yeah.
legs. So they won't let them remove the brush because it's endangering the habitat of this rat. You know, I mean, I feel for the people of California. I'm not a fan of California, not a fan of the goofy politics out there, but God bless the people that are having to live in with this stupidity, because we live with it every year. The difference between us and them is the Forest Service land, the BLM land, there's no houses built out there amongst them, you know, and out there the houses are interspersed with the forested land. When you put your house out there and they won't let you clear the brush, you're setting yourself up for disaster.
Yes. Yeah. And, I mean, lands have to be managed. And one of the interesting things is when the European colonists first came to this country, they looked around at the land and said, this is nature. And in point of fact, they were wrong. The Native Americans were very aware that land has to be managed, that spaces had to be kept clear for certain animals to gather together to make it easier to hunt. The Native Americans would plant their corn and their beans and their squash all together. They didn't separate it out into rows the way the Europeans did. And the reasoning was very simple. As the corn stalk grew, it gave the beans something to cling to. And as the squash grew around the base, it would keep pests away. And so the Native Americans were very much in tune with life on this continent. And in point of fact, what the Europeans saw as, you know, pristine nature was actually being very carefully managed. And you can't just take it and let it go because, again, bad things will happen. Sooner or later, there's going to be a fire. And the only way you avoid the kind of disasters that we're seeing in Southern California right now is that you take steps to prevent and mitigate the fire danger. And they weren't. The money was spent someplace else under the guise of environmentalism. They said, we're just going to let it grow wild and natural. And again, they had an object lesson with Yellowstone. They knew better. They knew what was going to happen. But maybe they were just thinking it won't happen until somebody else is in office.
Yeah, and you know, a big part of that, again, is I'm not anti-government. Well, yeah, I am anti-government. But the feds, they have no idea how to properly manage land. They take some 21-year-old punk out of college, went to school in New York University, and they send him out into Montana as a wildlife expert or a forestry expert. And these guys got no freaking idea what to do. So the first thing they do is just start yelling and barking and bending over to these. Then, the BLM and the Forest Service, they decide they're going to put a policy in, and they get sued by the Sierra Club or some of these other clubs that they sound like they're pro-hunting, pro-Montana group like Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and they're not. They're just another environmental screwball outfit. That every time they have a lumber permit or they have some kind of a gold mining or a silver mining permit. Copper right now is the big thing. They come in and just sue the private company into oblivion. I would love to. I have to work in Texas to make a living. I would and go back and forth. I commute. I would love. There's a new mine they're trying to get open. They've been going at it for 4 years. They're ready to go with the mine, but the environmental groups every time they pass a hurdle, they file another lawsuit. It's an underground copper mine, and they're concerned that it's going to pollute a watershed. Again, it's underground, and it just will not relent. And it's almost as if they're anti-Montana, that they want to see us fail so that their lousy, pukey city or state or whatever looks like they're doing something about it. And it's ridiculous. And again, a lot of that, as you know, is kind of the Western attitude towards the rest of the country. That they just needed to leave us alone to manage our own stuff. I'm actually a proponent of turning these lands back to the state. In the case of the state of Montana, all the land that wasn't settled, that was basically still property of the territory of Montana, was basically taken by the federal government when we became a state. And that's not right.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's not right, I'm sorry?
One of these days I need to call in and talk to you about oil and gas and maybe educate everybody out there about it a little bit and kind of give them an idea of what's going on in the industry. But today is not the day, obviously.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And Michael Crichton was a great writer, began his career with Andromeda Strain. And as he obviously came up with Jurassic Park, was living over on Kauai up until he passed. And one of the books he wrote that will never be made into a movie was called State of Fear. And it was about the environmental movement screaming about global warming and everybody's making lots of money off of it. And right in the middle of it, and it almost felt kind of awkward, there's a character who's introduced that comes in and talks about chaos theory and the natural world. And they make a lot of very, very good points. And I found out the reason it felt awkward is that this had actually been a speech Crichton himself had delivered on several occasions. And he just decided he was going to assign it to this newly created character and drop it in to the middle of the book. And it's an interesting story in and of itself, because it talks about the history of Yellowstone Park. And the reason he put that in there is because you had all these groups who were running around screaming about evil corporate interests causing harm to the environment. And Crichton wrote this speech, and he did his research, and he was an excellent researcher. Everything that he claims checks out. Basically said Yellowstone was ecologically and environmentally destroyed many times over. And there were no evil corporate interests. These were people who called themselves naturalists or environmentalists or scientists who just simply did not understand what a dynamic system the park was. And they kept making mistake after mistake after mistake, compounding the errors time and time again. Again, culminating with the decision to allow the park to go back to being wild, of not doing firebreak management, which resulted in this horrendous Yellowstone fire. And it was all done by people with the very, very best of intentions. And so anytime you start talking about anything connected with the environment, the first thing you got to do is back up and make sure you understand all of the ramifications of what it is you think you want to do. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, final segment of our program today. And apparently, down in Florida, Bill Nelson's lawyers have filed another lawsuit wanting to extend the accounting deadline for statewide for the U.S. Senate race And Chuck Schumer has actually come on out and he's sort of given away what's going on here. He came on out and said, and this is a direct quote, "The more time that passes since Election Day, it's looking even better and better for Democrats." End quote. So they're trying to reverse the result of the election is what they're doing. And nobody seems to think that this is a problem. People should be outraged about this. You know, and I think the American people ought to adopt the attitude that if they don't know for a fact that the politicians who are up there in Washington, D.C., or for that matter, the state capitol, were actually the ones who won the election, then that ends our obligation. We don't have to do what they tell us to do. We don't have to pay their bills. We don't have to fight and die in their wars. We can just basically and should ignore them. So it's just getting crazy. All right. Over in Kansas State, there's been another incident where apparently Kansas State University police officers were called, basically a week ago, to a school apartment complex to investigate a harassment case. This was reported in the Wichita Eagle, and there was a note using a racial slur posted on a door in the Jardine apartment complex, and there was a Twitter post that went on out from somebody saying, "It's 2018, this was posted on my apartment door, this is still happening here at K-State, so it isn't as evident as it already was, everyone needs to get out and vote. I refuse to let this blatant racism stop me from moving onward and upward." Okay, the day after the photos were posted was the election day. And they were out there pushing the race car. We've got to show those races and get out there and vote. Well, it turned out it was another hate crime hoax. The person whose door it was made the note, took the picture, called the cops. And again, a lot of hoaxes out there. Okay. We're seeing this story about Russia and China's attack on Google. And I actually noticed this yesterday during the show. I was trying to go to Google to verify something. I normally don't use Google, but every once in a while I have to. And it just took forever to load. In fact, the first time I went there, it said, "Cannot find the server." But apparently there was what's being described as a virtual war game experiment that hit Google with the worst ever internet hijack, and it intercepted search, cloud, and business services. Google is saying it was no big deal. They're not even sure it was malicious, but it's not very reassuring to people regarding the personal data of millions of users may have been compromised. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show and other things as well. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you are learning here, share them with everybody that you know. Keep everybody focused on the very obvious effort by the Democrats to reverse a lawful election. And they're not even trying to hide the fraud. Apparently, there's even been an outbreak of pushing and shoving at one of these counting centers. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.